What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, the 3rd of October here. And I'm going to actually back up here a little bit. We're down to the last few days staying here. We move into our place on Sunday. And so I just had to get myself a T-shirt from Santa's Lodge, which is where we've been staying. And so I'm looking all Christmassy-like here. And I did promise the manager of the establishment that I would show it off on YouTube. And so there we are. And that's the shirt. And so I now have more Indiana shirts than I had Hawaii shirts. It's really weird. When I was living in Hawaii, I didn't buy a lot of T-shirts. And here in Indiana, well, first of all, I'm being sent a lot of T-shirts from people who live here in Indiana, and for which I'm very, very grateful. And but I went out and I actually bought this one. And again, the sticker shock here in Indiana compared, this shirt in Hawaii would have been like $30. And it was like $15 here. And it's just amazing what this place is really all about. And the weather here today is very good. It's scattered clouds. They're unfortunately forecasting thunderstorms for Sunday, which happens to be the day that we are moving our furniture into our new place. So hopefully the weather forecasting system will be its usual inaccurate self here. Anyway, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm still trying to figure out the design on this shirt here, and I've come to the conclusion it represents a Russian weather forecaster who's an expert on precipitation, because everybody knows that Rudolph the Red knows rain, dear. So, anyway. I'm hearing laughter in the background. Does somebody have an open mic? Anyway. All right, so let's get into more serious news here. And again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. This nonsense about this Ukrainian situation, it's really getting to be out of control here. And let me take a look at this. Everybody's still battling back and forth about it, who did what. And again, this should be Biden's scandal, and the Democrats are trying to find some way to make it Donald Trump's scandal. And they're screaming about his phone call to the president of Ukraine, forgetting that there is actually a treaty mandating cooperation in criminal investigations. So Trump was playing by the laws here. And let's see, I need to skip on down here. I'm looking for something that I forgot to put up on the top. And, okay. And, there it is. Okay, there's my stuff. All right, so we're here back talking about the news, and we're going to be here for 3 hours this time. I promise it's going to be a three-hour show here. So House Minority Whip Steve Scalise is suggesting that Schiff's early involvement with this supposed whistleblower broke the protocol. And he's absolutely right, because there is a protocol for whistleblowers. They're supposed to go to the inspector general first before anybody else. And now it has evolved that Schiff was talking to this whistleblower before they went to the IG. In fact, the whistleblower went to the Democrats and said, boy, have I got something for you. And that's a violation. And it's a violation of the law, because the law says that the whistleblowers have to go to the IG before they go to the House Intel panel. So they broke that one here. So Adam Schiff is on video saying that he knew nothing at all about this whistleblower complaint before it was filed. He's on video saying it. Now the New York Times is saying, yes, he did. He did know about it ahead of time. He worked with this whistleblower who's reportedly a CIA agent. They still don't know who it is. But Schiff is basically panicking because of the revelation that he got an early account of the whistleblower's accusations, despite the claims that he never spoke to the whistleblower. I don't know. Maybe he used smoke signals. You know, what did Trump do this time? Something like that. Now, Trump, responding to this New York Times article, is basically saying Schiff is a fraud. And he may have helped write the whistleblower complaint, certainly entirely possible here. And so Schiff and the New York Times are trying to do damage control over the fact that Schiff got to look at the whistleblower complaint. And Trump is out there saying he thinks Schiff may have written the whole thing. And other people are saying exactly the same thing. Story out of Natural News. You know, did Adam Schiff pull a Jussie Smollett and fabricate the existence of the whistleblower? And it's kind of interesting because earlier in the week, I made a point of saying it doesn't make any sense. Whistleblowers have been named in the past. Monica Lewinsky, Edward Snowden, Julian Assange. But in this case, no, it's got to be a secret. We got to keep it a secret here. And I remember at that time saying, I'm wondering if there really is a whistleblower at all. And apparently other people are starting to say exactly the same thing. Now, on his show this morning, Rush Limbaugh basically came on out and said that the whistleblower was Donald Trump himself, that Trump wrote this document and sent it on over to Schiff, possibly as a baited trap. I think we can call this one a Rush job, because I think Rush is desperate there. Meanwhile, Rush Limbaugh went off on Fox News saying they should change their name to the Fox Never Trumper Network. And he's absolutely right about that. Ever since Fox changed ownership, they have gone hard left, and they've gone anti-Trump. We don't really have a conservative news network left in this country, and we need one. We need to have balance. So somebody needs to come up with the money to start a conservative TV news network. And by the way, I'm available if you're hiring here. Meanwhile, there's another source over at the Department of State says that the inspector general has been sitting on an urgent Ukraine matter for 4 months now. So something is being covered up here. Now, here's an interesting little article. This one came out of truthout.org saying that the impeachment inquiry is an opportunity to investigate Trump's finances. In other words, it's a fishing expedition. They're using impeachment, Ukraine. We've got to look into absolutely everything in Trump's life until we find something that we can use to get him out of office. And my first response for that was, why don't we look under the microscope at the Clintons' finances? We know that they got involved in that Uranium One deal. We know that the Clinton Foundation did not donate anywhere near enough money to charity to qualify as a 501c3. Why are they being ignored? Why is everybody so focused on Donald Trump? And again, the only thing that makes sense to me is that after they overthrew Yanukovych and basically set fire to Ukraine, everybody was making money, selling weapons, trading weapons. And they were all part of this group doing all these deals, the Bidens and Loretta Lynch and who knows. And they're all part of this criminal gang that was plundering Ukraine as a result of the war started by the United States. But Trump is not part of the gang, and that's why they're out to get him. Now, there's another report that sort of supports this story. This came from the Gateway Pundit, where apparently Adam Schiff has now been linked to a prominent Ukrainian arms dealer. And apparently this is why he's willing to lie to the country, accusing President Trump of all kinds of crimes. Remember that huge embarrassment where he read off what was supposed to be a transcript of the phone call with the Ukrainian president. He was called on the fact that it was basically full of lies and misrepresentations and tried to get out of it by saying, well, it was really a parody. Nobody was supposed to take it seriously. He didn't say that on the floor of the Congress. He didn't say, what I'm about to read you is a parody and a satire, so kick back and laugh and enjoy it. He read it as if it was the real deal. Now, Nancy Pelosi has come on out saying that the Constitution justifies an impeachment inquiry, and then claimed Trump must exonerate himself. There are a couple of problems with that. There is nothing in the Constitution about an impeachment inquiry. There is a process for impeachment on the commission of high crimes and misdemeanors. There is no such thing in the Constitution as having an inquiry leading to impeachment. That really is the job of Congress and the Justice Department here. And here's where it gets worse. Madam Speaker of the House, you need to understand something about the way this country works. There is a presumption of innocence of the accused until proof of a crime beyond a reasonable doubt is provided. Nancy Pelosi wants to go back to Code Napoleon. You're guilty because we say you are, and you're guilty until you can prove to us that you aren't. That kind of an attitude is what got Napoleon into trouble. And Pelosi is now out there screaming that William Barr is now part of the cover-up of Trump's crimes. And she's just, you know, if you're not going along with this, if you're not going along with impeachment, you must be part of them. You must be part of that cover-up, the Trump crime network here. Now, Trump has released a new campaign ad basically accusing the Democrats of a coup d'etat. And he's absolutely right. It's nothing short of a coup, and it must be stopped, and he's absolutely right. And again, you know, truth in advertising here, I'm unimpressed with Donald Trump. I'm very, very disappointed in him. But you cannot vote to impeach a president just because you don't like him, just because he's not part of your criminal cabal. He has to commit a high crime or a misdemeanor. Something like sicking the IRS on his enemies, which Richard Nixon did, obstruction of justice, which Richard Nixon did, lying under oath, which Bill Clinton did. They don't have any of that. They're just out there screaming, we want to impeach just because we want to impeach. Now, the House Judiciary Committee had a very long meeting today passing a resolution on the impeachment probe rules. So they've come up with the rules for how they're going to do this impeachment proceeding, and it basically came down to a fair trial followed by a first-class hanging. Apologies to Silverado. Now, the polls are rather interesting here because Trump's approval ratings seem largely unaffected by all this screaming about impeachment. It's not getting the traction the Democrats were hoping. In fact, there was a study done up in the New York that shows the candidate's leftism is repelling more independent voters than it attracts Democratic voters. This politically correct, gender-neutral stuff is actually driving voters away. Okay. Apparently, polls are showing that a plurality of voters believes Trump when he says it's all a hoax. It's all a plot here. Now, you have to be careful about the polls because they're putting out a lot of polls saying Americans support impeachment, Americans support impeachment. Well, some of the polls say that, not all of them do. And Rosie O'Donnell had a little bit of an embarrassment. She put up a Trump impeachment poll on Twitter and said, do you favor impeachment of Donald Trump? And it went horribly wrong. The vast majority of people came on in and said, no, we don't support that. And so she deleted her little poll there. We ran a poll on whatreallyhappened.com with regard to the whistleblower complaint. I think it is genuine, got 12 votes. I think it is a fake, got 240 votes. And I am sick to death of hearing about it, got 122 votes, of which mine was one, because I'm sick of hearing about it as well. They're just dragging this on. Right now, another poll is showing one-third of Americans are saying cable news is just driving them crazy, because they're getting all of this conflicting, competing information. And as I said the other day, we're literally seeing a war of lies. You've got this side telling lies about the other side telling lies about the first side, and whichever side gets the most Americans to believe them is ultimately going to win. Truth be gosh darned. Now, getting on back to Ukraine, as you know, the DNC, the Hillary campaign, were out there screaming about the Russian attempt to influence our elections back in 2016. I love Vladimir Putin's sense of humor, because a reporter asked him the other day, are you going to interfere in America's 2020 elections? And Putin said, of course, but don't tell anybody. So anyway, a lot of people were saying the real collusion in 2016 was between the Democratic National Committee and Ukraine. And, of course, this was denounced as Russian propaganda. It's Russian propaganda. And, unfortunately, it's blown up in their face, because the Hill's John Solomon basically kept all the documentation and the paperwork. He's got the receipts, so to speak, for the collusion attempt back in 2016 between the Ukrainian government and the Hillary campaign. Getting on back to Ukraine, and this is going to be the killer, okay? Russia's Novaya Gazeta has published documents that show Ukrainians transferred $3.4 million in criminally obtained money to Hunter Biden's business accounts. Remember what Deep Throat said, follow the money. And we're following the money. So it's going to be very, very hard. Now, you remember the prosecutor who was looking into Hunter Biden, and he was fired, apparently under the influence of Joe Biden. And he has now gone public saying he was told to back off a probe of all Biden-linked firms. And this apparently has got a paper trail to it. And Fox News obtained a copy of Giuliani's notes from this January 29 interview with the fired Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Shokin, in which he claimed that his investigation stopped out of fear of the United States. So, yeah, this stuff really happened. Now, there's this National Anti-Corruption Bureau of Ukraine director Artem Sitnik was actually recorded talking about helping Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election. The evidence is there. It's absolutely dead to rights. So what we have here is this bizarre situation where the Democrats want to impeach President Trump for trying to expose a crime that took place, and then they want to elect the person who actually committed the crime in the first place. And if that doesn't tell you how criminal our entire government has gone, nothing will. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, of course, RBN has their hands out right now. You don't need me to tell you that our nation is descending into complete and utter chaos. You don't need me to tell you that virtually everything coming out of corporate media and the government is a lie to trick you into obedience and out of your money, to trick you out of your votes. To manipulate you, to basically control you. That's how you're being controlled with all these lies. We need to get the truth out. And the only way the truth is getting out is independent media like Republic Broadcasting. And that's why it is so important that you continue to support Republic Broadcasting. And I know a lot of you already have. And our heartfelt thanks to those of you who have already sent in donations or made regular donations. And I hate to be the one to say this, we need more. The equipment is wearing on out, and we're having technical issues that we're dealing with. We don't have any corporate sponsors. We don't have any big money grants coming on in, because usually they come on and say, we'll give you $1 million as long as you say that Hillary is going to be a good candidate. And we don't want to do that. We're a very honest, truthful, fair broadcaster. John Stadmiller does not tell any of us what to say on the air, and it's one of the reasons why I love RBN so much. I can come out here with whatever I feel like saying, including dumb jokes about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and I will not get criticized over that one. So we do need your help, and you can go help RBN by going to their website, republicbroadcasting.org, and please make a donation. Keep us alive. Keep us on the air. Keep fighting for the truth, because things are definitely going from bad to worse. All right, getting on back to the news here, Rudy Giuliani is considering a lawsuit against literally the entire Democratic membership of Congress over what he sees as an attempt at a coup d'etat. And I agree with him on that one. I still don't agree with him on just how he knew that Building 7 was going to come on down, but that's passing into ancient history. But yeah, it is a coup attempt. They're trying to make it look like it's an impeachment, but they've got nothing to impeach him for. And so I hope Rudy is going to go ahead with his lawsuit. It needs its day in court. The facts have to come out in a court of law under oath, not just this constant haranguing back and forth on Twitter and Fox News and MSNBC about, oh, Trump is, he's this and he's that and he did all these bad things. Okay, now for the bad news. You may want to sit down for this one. According to the Federal Elections Commission, Hillary Clinton does have an active presidential campaign for 2020, and she is raising money. The campaign is active. It raised $165,000 during the first 6 months of 2019. Now, that's not a lot of money, but it is enough for her to sort of try and leap off and go after some of the big money. So she's in. And I knew she was going to do this all the way back in 2016 when she lost to Donald Trump. She's back. Boy, I hate being right all the time here. Now, there's been a little bit of a victory for Donald Trump out in California. As you know, the California legislature passed a law saying that Trump could not be on the primary ballot unless he released so many years of his tax returns. And a judge has basically said that law can't be enforced. And basically saying, look, Trump is a presidential candidate. They're all presidential candidates. You cannot put conditions on them. So a small little victory there for Donald Trump here. And again, I'm not a Trump fan, not anymore. But I am a supporter of the Constitution and playing by the rules. And what I'm seeing around me are all these politicians, members of Congress, they're breaking the rules left and right. They're letting our nation literally rot on the vine. They're so busy fighting with each other, they can't take care of the country. So, anyway. All right. Former CIA Director John Brennan reveals he will be interviewed by the U.S. Attorney John Durham in the coming days. I actually saw a follow-up story saying that Brennan has decided he's going to ignore the subpoena and not testify after all. Gee, John, got something to hide? All right. So let's get into the international news here. As you know, they had the United Nations General Assembly in New York this last week, and it presented a perfect opportunity for dialogue and diplomacy between the United States and Iran. And Iran basically came on out and said they're ready to end the nuclear standoff with the United States once the sanctions are lifted. And what Iran is basically saying is they want to go back to status quo ante, which is where the P5 plus one agreement is in position. They're subject to nuclear inspections. The sanctions are lifted and everything goes on as it was before. Needless to say, the United States was not interested in that at all. Okay, got to take another break here for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Here the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking about the international news, and things are not going very well for Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. He's had a series of embarrassing setbacks. There was the Yemeni cruise missile attack on some infrastructure about a month or so ago. There was the attack on the refinery, which caused a great deal of damage. And then more recently, of course, there was that absolute disaster of losing three divisions to the Houthis on the border there. And now, all of a sudden, the Saudi family starting to have doubts that Mohammed bin Salman is able to lead the world's largest oil exporter after that Aramco attack. Now, something that a lot of people don't remember is that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has an older brother who was supposed to be the crown prince. And there was a big, big stink when he got forced out. And they said, Mohammed bin Salman, he's the crown prince. He will lead us into the future. And apparently King Salman went along with this, who is feeling his age. But right now, the Saudi elites, and that represents basically the top 2,000 members of this family, who are worth about $1 trillion, they're having doubts. And they're looking at some of what Ben Salman is doing and saying, we're not sure this is going to work. So Ben Salman is now out there asking the United States, help us take control of the Middle East so that we can normalize with Israel. He's back to talking about, we're going to be friends with Israel as long as you help us take out Iran. So that's his latest tactic. And a lot of people in Saudi Arabia are saying, it's time to end this war in Yemen. It's simply costing too much. It's embarrassing to Saudi Arabia because they're starting to lose. And they're saying it's time to let this one go. And of course, that's going to be a problem because it will be seen by the rest of the Saudi family as yet another failure on his part. And we could see Mohammed bin Salman stripped of the crown princedom and have it handed back to his older brother. Or they could put somebody else in there. But right now, things are not looking good for Mohammed. And I think probably looking back on it, he has not made a lot of very good decisions. You know, you get to be crown prince and you say, it's great being the crown prince and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Maybe it's something that comes with having that kind of power. Whether you're the crown prince of Saudi Arabia or president of the United States of America, the power gets to your head and you start saying, I can do whatever it is I want to do. You know, by the end of the decade, we're going to land a man on the moon and bring him back safely to the earth, which John Kennedy promised, and we actually pulled it off. But you get the idea. It gets a little grandiose out there. Down in Iraq, the protests are growing nationwide. There are gun battles in the streets, 10 dead, over 200 injured. Police are firing on the Iraqi protesters. And again, what makes it difficult for the Iraqi police is that under Saddam Hussein, the gun laws were very loose. You could buy any weapon that you wanted. Saddam Hussein was not afraid of his own people. And I remember seeing this video of him coming out from a building for a meeting, and he's surrounded by all these Iraqi people, many of whom are carrying weapons. And there was no Lexan shields. There was no bulletproof vest. He just waved it. He actually got up on the hood of a car to wave at everybody, and they all waved back. They thought he was just great. You could buy fully automatic weapons in Iraq back then here. All right. Meanwhile, Iraq's head of the Popular Mobilization Forces, this is a coalition of mostly Shia militias, has met with U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper in Washington. And what they're dealing with is this sudden spate of Israeli attacks. Now, yesterday, I think we were reporting on the fact that Iraq was saying, look, after all these attacks by Israel on the Syria-Iraq Lawn Bridge, on Iraqi installations, that retaliation is now legitimate. So it looks like this Iraq militia leader is meeting with the defense secretary for one of two purposes. Either he's going to inform him, we're going into Israel, deal with it, or he's going to ask this guy, can you get Israel under control and get him to stop this stuff? Good luck on that last one. Ever since 9/11, Israel has just done whatever Israel wants to do, and the United States has been powerless to stop them. All right, over in the political side of Israel, apparently the talks for a unity government are faltering. They can't come to an agreement, so they don't have a unity government yet. They don't have any government yet. Netanyahu was given first chance to try and form one, and apparently he has failed. So it looks like it's going to be Benny Gantz's turn. And so now Netanyahu gets to go to court. And his pretrial corruption hearing begins, and basically they're going to weigh whether to indict him on the corruption charges or not, and I'm willing to bet a shekel he's allowed to walk, because that's the way these things tend to work in Israel. Alrighty. A lot of people are very, very concerned about a recent incident that happened where a Palestinian prisoner, a detainee, to use the polite word, was arrested by Israeli occupation forces, had to be taken to a Jerusalem hospital, suffering from severe injuries, including broken ribs and kidney failure. Now, this guy, Samir Arbid, 44, and in good health when detained, had been tortured during his interrogation at the hands of Shin Bet agents. And according to reports, the agents had been given permission by an Israeli judicial body to use exceptional ways to investigate. In other words, Israel has now normalized the torture of Palestinian prisoners. And a lot of people are saying that's not civilized. It's a violation of international laws, which it is. But Israel's attitude these days is we're above international law. We're God's kingdom here on earth. And one day we will rule it all and you will do what we will say. Venezuela is complaining over the fact that U.S. spy planes are flying over their country without permission. Apparently, they've tracked more than 54 spy planes through the country's airspace throughout September. And apparently, they have got radar systems able to detect what are, in all probability, drones and, drones here. Okay, here is a very alarming story. In recent years, Pentagon officials have been saying China is one of the main threats to U.S. interests in the world, and as a matter of fact, is seen as a greater threat to U.S. interests than even Russia. And so the Department of Defense has created a whole new office that will focus solely on a potential war with China. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for China is one of four DASDs who work under the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Indo-Pacific Security Affairs. Now, according to a statement released by the DOD, the new position will serve as a principal advisor to the Secretary of Defense on all things China and will be the single hub for policy and strategy development, oversight, authorities, review, and national-level interagency integrations aligned to the department's efforts on China. So China's the new bad guy. Here I was thinking I was going to take Claire out for Chinese food for dinner tonight. Can't do that. They'll put our name on a list. Like we're not already on a list here. Now, here's a very interesting story. And we have to think about this for a little while. Because over in the Middle East, the command and control center of its air operations in the Middle East has been in this long-established base in Qatar. And all of a sudden, the United States wants to relocate the command and control center of its air operations in the Middle East to South Carolina. Now, obviously, that means they want to get it out of reach of somebody's missiles. Make a lot of sense. But it's going to complicate things because from South Carolina to the Middle East is quite a bit of distance, even for radio waves. There is going to be a latency issue on any remote-controlled drones, unless they're going to be leaving some forward controllers behind. But it does seem to indicate that the war with Iran is probably going to be on, because that command and control center in Qatar was in range of Iran's missiles. So they're getting ready. Everybody's getting fired up. Oh, we're going to have a world war. It's going to be so much fun. Except for the people catching the bullets. So, I don't know. Maybe it's time to watch Dr. Strangelove again or something. Or Patton. Alrighty. Iceland has been fined over a Eurovision protest, and apparently the Icelandic competitors brandished scarves with flags during announcement of the final results of the annual event held, and the scarves had Palestinian flags on them. So they're now being fined. How dare you have a flag there that we don't agree with? Just amazing here. Now here's another interesting little story. A former Pentagon official claims he was forced out of his job for trying to stop defense industries from gouging taxpayers for millions of dollars. Now, Martin de Beaumont and Sharon Weinberger of Yahoo News first reported this on Tuesday. Former Defense Department contract negotiator Shay Assad said he decided in October 2018 that he would retire after he was blamed for the Pentagon's failed effort to pay defense companies less money to cover large costs that they incur at the start of their contracts. This is a problem that's been going on all along. This is what made Harry Truman famous. He was put in charge of defense spending. This is before he became vice president and president. And he basically went on out there and said, these guys are just taking our money. They're not producing anything. Of course, the defense contractors did not like that at all. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, thanks for picking up. I'm calling about a couple things that you've already said, but the first one was the one where the Pentagon has set up an office basically to focus on China. And I wanted to go over how that works, how a bureaucracy of any kind, like this is like organizational theory, basic, but you set up an organization, you have a bunch of people that are dedicated to finding a threat from somebody.
Yes.
And then they, of course, they will do that, like the Office of Special Plans did, for instance.
Yes. Or the witch hunters of Europe did.
Exactly. And then so they collect all this data and they push that agenda. The agenda gets pushed to the point where then it enters into the procurement process and doctrine, where they fit
yes.
doctrine. How do you beat these threats that we're coming up with? And then the doctrine goes into procurement, and it goes out to the defense contractors on coming up and designing stuff. So now, from one office, it mushrooms into maybe several large, multi-thousand people, companies, and all their lobbyists, to the
yes.
defense industry themselves, and doctrine and policy, and the Army starts exercising against that doctrine. And that's kind of what happens. And that's why when you set up, for instance, an office of to fight anti-Semitism, they find anti-Semitism anywhere, right?
Yes.
Because that's what they're there for, or which they did in the State Department, of course, or so on and so forth. And the other one was, it is alarming that we pulled back a headquarters from Qatar where, command and control couldn't be taken out by a local strike, a counterstrike, really. And there's some bad stuff going on here, Mike.
Yeah, there is. There really is. Now, here's the reality. I know that they're getting ready to have a conflict over the South China Sea and all those islands and all that petroleum down there. The United States cannot physically invade China. They've got way too many people in uniform. China is a nuclear-armed nation. And so I don't know what the DOD is planning on doing with this Office of China Policy, but I think it probably has to do with those islands in the South China Sea. They basically want to take the South China Sea away from China.
Well, there was a picture. I don't know if you ran it or not, but a couple days ago, when we sent the carrier through the Taiwan Straits,
yes,
there was a picture that somebody ran of it was just surrounded by Chinese frigates and destroyers and,
yes.
and Chinese naval vessels. Just as it's exactly what we would do if they went into the Florida Straits, you know.
Yes.
Or what have you.
Or the Gulf of Mexico.
That's right. And it's all this is self-fulfilling prophecy. And then we're not trading with them. So now the people who in the past would in the United States would have brought their influence to bear in order to have peaceful relations with China. They're muted because they're no longer making money, and so they're getting angry here.
The question I would have here is: the U.S. really crazy enough to go to war with China over Taiwan? And I would hope cooler heads were going to prevail on that particular issue. I mean, Taiwan's got a lot of high technology; they've got a good economy, but trying to take it away from China, or for that matter, Hong Kong, I think it's a fool's errand. Anyway, Peter, stay on the line. We've got to take another break for commercials. They're going to come right back to you after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles. And Peter, over the break, I was thinking about what you were saying, and it doesn't make sense that the United States is going to risk war with China over the South China Sea or Hong Kong or Taiwan. I think you've absolutely nailed it. This is just another way of generating a new demand, if you will, for more weapons to be paid for by the already overtaxed American taxpayer.
Well, the next step, Mike, will be for the intelligence agencies to follow suit and increase the people they have focused on China. Then they'll come up, all these people dedicated to having things wrong will come up with more reasons, and then the Defense Department will start writing its estimates and its needs, and that's when it gets into doctrine. Doctrine will change, and you have to buy equipment to carry out the doctrine, and then, the foreign policy, I mean, everything. It's just, it orients the whole thing. It guarantees a Cold War.
It'll never get used. I mean, look back at the original Cold War and all the weapons that were built, to keep the Soviets away. None of the stuff ever got used. It's all sitting in the boneyard out there in the Arizona desert.
Yeah, that's right. It is. It's just one thing after another, feeding the military-industrial complex. And the other story that you said already about them firing the guy who's saying that the defense contractors were cheating the government.
Yeah. Yeah,
of course they are. Of course they are. And, but then the guy's fired for saying that. You know, Harry Truman, that got him the vice presidency in World War II.
Yes.
Uncovering
it did.
Misconduct by contractors. Yeah.
And again, I want to recommend to people, there's a movie called The Pentagon Wars, and it's based on the true story of the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle, and it's based on a book that was written by the guy who went through this about it's a racket. It is a racket to keep you scared of all these enemies around the world that are coming to kill you in your bed at night, and the only thing that will save you is if you give more of your money to the military-industrial complex so that they can build wonderful weapons like the F-35, which the Germans can now track on radar, the F-22, which the Russians can now track on radar, the Gerald R. Ford, which still can't launch its catapults correctly, the Zumwalt stealth destroyer, which turns out not to be all that stealthy, and on and on and on.
Mike, did you see the thing, speaking of the Germans, tracking the stealth? They did it from a pony farm.
Yes.
Some group did it from a pony farm in Germany. They tracked it for over 100 miles.
Yes. Well, the way it worked, the reason they used the pony farm is their system does not use active emitters, which makes it very, very hard to locate and kill these radar systems. What the system does, it listens to ambient radio noise, AM, FM radio, TV stations, police radios, whatever, and it just looks for sudden changes in the reflectivity of the signal it's picking up, and that's where it knows where the stealth aircraft is.
Did you ever see the movie Battleship? Mike.
Yeah, it was filmed right in front of where I lived in Hawaii here. Anyway, listen, Peter, I got to let you go. We got to do a station identification. We'll be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.